Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome here to the pre-show this half hour. Just for you guys waking up early with us. Thank you for being here. It's Thursday. It's April 10th, 5:30. Almost to the weekend. You almost made it. And we are ready to go. Jam-packed show today. So excited. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning today. And I say that because me and Mitch Kelly, our traffic guy, we've been communicating for the past few days. And the reason why is because we kind of take the same route to the radio station. He's the first one in the building. I'm the second. And so I'm like, Mitch, you know more about this traffic stuff than I do. There's a road closure off the 215 on the ramp coming from the 15 northbound, transitioning to the 215 west. And that's how I get to the radio station. And it's been closed. I mean, Mercedes, for the past 2 weeks. I'm like, oh my God, I'm taking the back roads. I'm like, Mitch, when is this going to be done? He goes, I don't know. The county hasn't updated it. He texted me this morning and he said, it's open.
Oh, well, that's good. It makes your commute a little easier.
Yeah. And then I came on. I was like, oh, I missed this way. And it was just like a beautiful morning. And that's how I started my day.
That's good. I kind of was on the opposite end of the spectrum. I had an incident driving in this morning. And tell me what you would have done. So I was turning right on the street by my house. And so I was looking at oncoming traffic. I had the red light, but you can turn right on red if there's no one coming. And I didn't see anybody coming. I didn't see a soul. It was just like nothing. So I start making the turn and all of a sudden I feel someone staring at me in the side of my window while I'm moving. Ugh. And I turn and I look and it's a motorcyclist.
Oh.
And I realized I didn't see him. His headlight was really dim. And I didn't see him. And it was 100% my fault. Like, I take full responsibility. So he pulls up right next to me and he stays there and he's just staring at me like he is so mad at me that I cut him off. And I'm shocked. I don't know what to do because I didn't realize what had happened. It's all kind of like, I'm just kind of startled. And I look at him and he stops and he's looking at me as we're moving and then he just pulls away. Oh, and he's shaking his head. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, oh, that was my fault. So as luck would have it, we end up at the same red light.
Of course.
So I'm like, I'm going to apologize to him because that was my fault. I should roll down my window and tell him, hey, look, I'm really sorry. But then I'm wondering, is he going to be able to hear me because he's wearing a motorcycle helmet?
Right, right.
So would you have done, would you have apologized or would you have just sat there at the red light? Because it was a double turn lane. He's on the inside one. I'm on the outside one. And we're right next to each other.
Are you on the left side of him or on the right?
I'm on his right side.
Oh, so you, like, let's say you open your window. He's right there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I would have just rolled down my window. Or if your windows aren't that dark, maybe I would have just been like, I'm sorry, and maybe lift it really big and gave him a big wave just to acknowledge that you're sorry. And I think that goes a long way.
So I pull up and he won't make eye contact with me. And I said to myself, if he looks in my direction, my window's coming down. I had my finger on the button ready for it to come down. He won't look at me. All he's doing is shaking his head like he's so disappointed in me. The light turns green, zoom, and he's off. So Mr. Motorcycle Man, sir, I am pleading for forgiveness for you. I was 100% in the wrong. I'm so sorry I didn't see you. Just heads up, your light, it's a little dim. I don't know. Maybe but it was still my fault. I just felt so bad after that.
Yeah, I would feel bad too, especially with motorcyclists there. And it's so dark at this time of the day. And I don't know, maybe if it's a streetlight thing or maybe maybe you just need to be more aware. But being on a motorcycle, I fear for their lives. It's because it's so dark. They're so tiny. They can weave in and out of cars. So I don't know. Maybe it's one of those.
Yeah, I just feel like people just don't see them. You know, we just kind of, I don't want to say ignore them because I definitely don't ignore them, but just sometimes they pop out of nowhere.
For
and
sure.
I'm like, where'd you come from? And so I just felt so bad this morning and I really wanted to apologize to him. So if you got to your destination, sir, and some lady in a black car cut you off, I apologize. That was so my bad on that one.
But it's all good.
At least your road is open.
And he's safe.
Yeah, exactly. That's all that matters. So, all right, let's get the show started. We've got a lot going on this morning and we are going to kick it off with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots? Do you want to hear Fly by Sugar Ray? Do you want to hear Better Off Alone by Alice DJ? Those are your choices. All you got to do is get your votes in right now to determine which song is going to play. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Go to our Facebook page. You can vote there, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. What is the life advice that you wish you would have known when you were younger? There's a woman who is almost 70 years old and she's going viral for the wisdom that she has learned over the years. This is advice that she wishes she would have known back when she was 30 years old. And it's about letting go of self-doubt and living life for you. Here is what she says.
I wish I'd realised that people aren't thinking about you as much as you think they are. I used to stress over what people thought, what I wore, what I said, my accent, every little mistake. But you know what? They're too busy thinking about themselves to worry about you.
They're too busy thinking about themselves to think about you. If you want to find her on TikTok, she offers some great little nuggets. Her name is Golden Years Guidance, and And so many people are commenting on this. A lot of people are saying things like, this is so true. I realized the same thing in my 30s. People are not looking at you like you think they're looking at you. And that's just like a good tidbit to take. No matter what age you are and you think, oh my gosh, I can't do this, people will think some certain way and this and that. It's like, just do what makes you happy, you know?
I love that because I will be a victim to that. I will be like, man, like my hair is whatever today, or like just my physical appearance, or I don't know what it is. And I think it's just maybe the way that society has made us to be, and just like the technology and social media. So I really like that. I'm going to take that for myself.
And seriously, it's if you think about it, we are all like egomaniacs to think that the world revolves around us and people are too busy with their own things. But is there a piece of advice that you heard once that really stuck with you, that stayed with you, that you try to utilize to this day? And what is it? 702-364-9400. The one that I just think about is when someone says, if you've missed up big time on something, just remember, like, your future self is probably going to laugh at it.
Yeah.
You know, at the moment, you're probably stressed out and embarrassed. But I think of all the times I messed up something and I just, at that moment, I wanted to die. I was like so embarrassed. And now I look back and I laugh about it. It's like, right. Oh my gosh, why did I take myself too seriously, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And then I think something that I'm still trying to learn for myself is I'm a people pleaser. And my parents are like, you got to learn how to say no. Like, learn how to say no. You need to learn how to protect yourself and your boundaries. Don't give so much energy into someone that doesn't want to give it back. And I'm like, that's right. So I'm learning how to say no, even to the little things. You want to go out? No.
You don't have to give a reason for it.
Yes.
No is a complete sentence. That is something that I learned. What? No is a complete sentence.
I love that one.
Yeah. It's so many times you feel like you have to justify why you're saying no. No, you don't. Just say no.
I don't have to. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. No, just don't even say that. Just say no.
We're getting some texts here on good life lessons you guys have gotten. Don't compare yourself to others. Everyone's journey is unique and your time will come. This one says relationships come and go, but your relationship with yourself is the one you will have forever.
Ooh.
Be kind to yourself.
I love that one.
Oh, man. And then someone wrote, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy really good coffee. And basically, that's the same thing.
I like that. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show, guys. It is Thursday. It's April 10th. It is 6:03. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. We are almost to the weekend. Just hang in there. So much coming up on the show today. We'll get to that in just a little bit, but I 100% believe that study. I feel like men are weirdly loyal to this person.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that this number isn't higher. And men, are you extremely loyal to your barber? I mean, the loyalty says that 75% of men are more loyal to their barber than their partners. Do you feel this way? Do you think that?
Well, I don't think my husband's more loyal to, and he doesn't go to a barber. He goes to a woman who cuts his hair, but he's very loyal to her. He's very loyal. He only will go to her. He likes the way she cuts his hair. And, but I definitely think he's more loyal to me, but he says, you know, it's not a haircut. It's a connection. She knows what I want. I don't even have to tell her and she knows what I want. So I don't know that they're writing vows to each other, but I definitely sense the loyalty there for sure.
For James. Oh my gosh. I remember his barber in San Diego when we had to move away. He was devastated that he had to break up with David. He's like, man, out of everyone, yes, I'm gonna miss my mom, my dad, but David was his guy. I remember almost every other Saturday, he would have to go in super early because if he went like in the middle of the day, like 12 p.m. where it's busy, he would have to wait for David for like 2 to 3 hours. And I'm like, dang, everyone's loyal to David.
The dedication is real. But I would go on to say that I think women are the same way with whoever does their hair. Mm-hmm. I think people are are oddly loyal. If my girl can't do my hair, I'll wait. I'm like, okay. And I always told her, if you ever move, I'll probably have to fly to wherever you're at so I can get my hair done by you. Because, like, I just like the way she does my hair.
And she's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. You started going to her, and she's so good.
I love Alyssa. Alyssa's my girl, too. But I felt so bad because before Alyssa, it was Anna. And Anna was my girl. And there was a time where there was nothing wrong with Anna. But you told me something that made me switch to Alyssa. And you go, hey, just to let you know, I think my salon is right across the street from you. I said, no way.
Where you live, yeah.
And I said, no, it's where I live. So I looked you up where you said you go. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm trying to
Alyssa. You literally can walk across the street. And there she's right there. So, yeah, I think the loyalty is real. But if you text your barber back faster than me, then we need to talk. Like, that's an issue. And you know, hairstylists, barbers, ruining relationships one tight fade at a time.
I love that.
We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. In just a few minutes, we have an early edition of Heads Up for you to win tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. It's going to be so amazing every year. Love going. The food, the music, the rides, the games. It's so much fun. That is on the way. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Justin Bieber versus the paparazzi again. One innocent good morning turned into a full-on rant about money and humanity. I've got the details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Justin Bieber is trending this morning. He had a moment in Palm Springs yesterday, and It was not a good morning. He was walking into a coffee shop with some friends when a paparazzo had the audacity to say good morning. How dare you? That tiny pleasantry. Yes, it lit the fuse. Justin snapped back, and this was his reaction.
Good morning.
No, not good morning. You already know. Why are you here? You already know. Money. You don't care about people. Only money. Only money. No people. You don't care about human beings. Go.
He just, he kind of snapped. He, as you heard, told the photographers all they care about is money. They're not actual human beings. He just was not happy. He wasn't completely unhinged. I mean, we've obviously seen worse from other celebrities, but definitely spicy enough to give those camera guys exactly what they wanted. And that was the content that we are talking about now. But to be fair, he did recently post, I got anger issues too, but I want to grow and not react so much. SMH. I have sympathy to him. It's just got to be tough. You're trying to get coffee and there's cameras. Like, you just want to live your life, yeah. And there's cameras. So, well, I think that he probably could have handled it better. At some point, you're just going to lose it, right?
Yeah, you're right. I'm a fan of his with his music. I know that he's had some roughs with the media. I think from that, it really takes a lot to just not say anything. Like, being him, like, I know how hard it is. Probably he sees all the paparazzi and it's hard for him not to say anything, but try not to. Like, really, just don't engage. Don't engage with the negativity. If they say good morning, just look down and look away. But me, I mean, it's easier for me to say because I'm not him.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with that every
yeah.
day. And you probably never will have to on that level. Like, it's just so hard. And they say growth is a journey, not a one-way trip. So hopefully he's working on that. But I have a lot of sympathy for what some of these celebrities have to go through. I know a lot of other people are like, sympathy. They're rich. What you know, they're human beings too.
Right.
You know, it's gotta be hard. So, you know, when someone tells you good morning before coffee, I'm not the happiest person either. You know, you say good morning, I'm like, wait a second. It's not a good morning. Yes.
I keep my distance, Mercedes. I make sure the coffee is on. I make sure you've had
Yes, let me get my coffee in the system and then you can tell me good morning. And that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, it is time to play Heads Up. And Monique, you are caller 20. You ready to do this?
Yay!
Yes, definitely.
Let's get you some San Gennaro Feast tickets, four of them. We just need you to pick a category. There's two left. Do you want to go with 10 Hut or Hops and IPA?
Oh, God. 10 Hut?
10 Hut. Okay. Army Day was on Sunday. All right. So these are all things that are associated with the Army. Okay.
Oh,
any okay. military background there at all?
No, not at all.
Me neither, but we'll get this. We just need six. That's all. We got it.
You guys, you got this. Okay, get ready because you're 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
When a superior approaches you, you have to do this with your hand.
Salute.
Yes. This is like the color that they wear that makes them blend in.
Green.
No, it's camouflage. Like, yes.
Brown.
Yes. This is where they sleep. They go sleep in the what?
In their barracks.
Yes. This is, these are all branches of this, the Army, the Navy. They're branches of the what?
Military.
Yes, yes. This is, you get these on the ground. This is what they wear on their feet. We got these. Yes. This is, what the people that are serving are called. There are what? The
veteran.
No, I'm going to pass on that. This is a big giant thing that they drive and it can.
Tank.
Yes, tanks is right. Oh nice. My gosh, Monique. You got it. Congratulations.
Yes.
You know more than you think about the military. The only one we passed on was soldier. And I just thought, like, that's just such a general term. I didn't know if we were going to get it. So I passed on it. But yeah, it didn't matter. You had time to spare, Monique. And congratulations. You get to go check out the San Gennaro Feast. We have four passes for you to go experience this amazing event. It's so much fun. It's happening at the M Resort starting April 23rd, and you are in for free. Congratulations. We'll have more of these tickets for you tomorrow morning, same time with Heads Up. And coming up next, is recession pop making a comeback? What is recession pop, and what is your favorite song from that era? We're going to talk about all of that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Have you heard of recession pop before? If not, it is something you need to be familiar with because they say it's making a comeback. Recession pop is all the hits that were on the charts during the global financial crisis. We're talking 2007 to 2009. And these were the songs that were the most popular. And they were dancey and they were fun and they got our energy up. And they're saying that this was all by design. Our spirits were low because of the recession, but we had this pop music that brought us back. Well, a lot of people say that we may be headed in that direction right now. Some financial experts say we're there, but now the music of that era is making a comeback, and they're saying that you're going to see a lot more of those mid-2000s hits that just put a smile on your face.
I love this because I'm reading through some of the examples, and some of my favorites, like, that got me through that kind of mid-2000s era was songs like, you know, TikTok by Kesha, Dancy, upbeat, energetic. But the one that I love so much that made me just go back in time to, like, the rough times, but that got me through it, was this song right here.
Dance, 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 dancing in the dark, da, 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 da.
Do you remember In the Dark by Dev?
It's ringing a bell. I it sounds familiar.
Oh, this song got me through it. I would put it on repeat. I think it came out in, like, 2011. This was my jam.
What was your 2000 songs that just got you through it? That make you smile, that bring you that happiness. Some of the other examples that they gave for this was this song from Usher. This is all that era. 702-364-9400. What is your recession pop that you love so much? Here's another one that they... Flo Rida.
Oh!
The one for me that just brings back so many good memories. Well, you mentioned Kesha, TikTok. I love this Kesha song. Yes. I still listen to this song. It's all 2000s in my car at the moment. Oh. And maybe it's, yeah, just the times we're living in. But Your Love Is My Drug was my jam. And then also... Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne. I cannot not listen to the song and smile, like, or just like rock out, headbang, like go crazy to this song. I love it so much. Let's talk to Janelle. Janelle, we're talking about recession pop making a comeback. What is the song that does it for you?
Gold Digger by Kanye and Jamie Foxx.
Oh my gosh, that is the one that takes you back. I remember having this on my workout playlist on my iPod.
iPod? Oh.
Yes, I had an iPod mini that I could clip to my shirt. And I'd go to the gym and I'd clip it on. And that was, this song was on there.
What color was your iPod?
It was pink. It was a, it was like this really cool pink color that I had. Oh my gosh. You're bringing back some memories. Don't care for the guy now, personally.
No.
But what, some of the other songs like from that era, what else was big, do you think?
I loved this song too. You make me this, bring me up, bring me down. Mr. Saxo Beat.
Oh, yes.
So fun and happy. And just like once you hear it, it immediately just makes you happy.
I feel like I'm in a time machine right now. We're getting some texts. This one from Rihanna. Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna was a jam on the text line.
Yes.
Flo Rida Low. Nelly and Timbaland. Oh my gosh, you guys. I think it's time to create this 2000s playlist that we all need. I'm feeling super nostalgic right now.
Can you take it back to the... I think I was like in my early 20s when all this music came down. Remember Hotel Room Service by Pitbull? We at the
hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Not a day goes by that I don't pass a Holiday Inn and sing that song.
Right.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Meta, they are stepping up their teen safety game with some new rules across Instagram, Facebook, Messenger. Think of it as digital bubble wrap for under 16 users. So teens now need a parent's okay if they want to go live on Insta, or any nudity that gets flagged in DMs gets automatically blurred. Like no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like it's blurred. The company's also rolling out privacy packed teen accounts to all its platforms. That's just to try to keep things safe no matter what teens scroll. Critics are saying it's not foolproof, especially for kids that use fake ages on social media. Mm-hmm. But hey, progress is progress, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think this is an awesome idea. My nephews, who are 13, they've got into it with some scams, and luckily they were able to get out of it. But this is important. Kids need to be protected online, and I think this is a great idea.
The problem is, like I said, a lot of kids will join and they'll just put in a different age so they can bypass all of this stuff. So it's
like, how do we avoid that, though?
Yeah, I mean, that's just keeping an eye on your kid. And I'll admit, I think my daughter did it to get past some of the... I feel like at one point you couldn't join until you were a certain age.
That's right. TikTok, right?
Yeah, one of those. And she just put herself as 2 years older than she was, and... Well, probably not the... I knew about it, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't have let her do that.
Did she get caught? Did you lecture her?
No. I knew about it. I knew about it. Yeah, okay. She told me that, hey, can I join? I have to be a certain age. I can't remember what it was. I was like, I guess. But, I have access to all the accounts and I can go through everything at any time. But, yeah, probably a poor parenting call.
No, but do you mean there wasn't any issues from that, right?
No. But, and she has like a private account and all of that. But, yeah, you never know. Also this morning, this is not a drill, Ariana Grande fans. She has gotten her iconic hairstyle back and fans are like so excited. I know what you're thinking. This is not Hot 3 news, but apparently it is. I didn't think that either, but fans are going crazy because Ariana Grande, she is back to brown as far as her hair color goes, as well as her high ponytail signature style for her Brighter Days Ahead short film. This is a huge change because she was going platinum blonde and she, stayed away from the ponytail while she was working on Wicked, and fans are positively freaking out about this return to her old style. They're saying things online like nothing is more powerful than brunette Ariana Grande and the long ponytail. She's even shared some behind the scenes photos from her Brighter Days Ahead short film on Instagram as well, with fans saying, I'd love to like this more than once. So I've never seen people react to a person's former hairstyle like they have to Ariana Grande's.
And I'm such a fan too. And I didn't finish, I'm actually a fake fan because I didn't finish the Brighter Days Ahead film, but in the middle of it, I'm crying, I'm sobbing, and it's an ode to her past self. And that's why she's doing all these older hairstyles that she used to do. But I saw online that too, and they're like, we got Grandiana back.
Oh
girls.
My gosh, people are so excited about it. It's so funny. All right, finally this morning, is ChatGPT your new BFF? A lot of people are finding that relationship really comforting. But here's the thing. You can't confide in your ChatGPT too much. Experts are warning people not to reveal too much to ChatGPT in case it ever gets hacked. And they say there are 6 things you should never tell your ChatGPT, okay? Uh-oh. This is from AI experts. 1, never, ever tell your ChatGPT your passwords. Just don't tell it to remember it. Don't ever give it to them. That could wind up on the dark web one day.
I mean, obviously, I would never.
Well, maybe you have a bad memory and you're like, hey, ChatGPT, remember this password in case I ever ask for it. And then she can give it to you, or he, or whatever you have. But yeah, some people do that. 2, stuff that can be used to steal your identity. Don't ever give passport info. Don't upload your passport, social security number. Even they say your full name and address could be pretty risky. So don't do that. Another thing you should never share with your ChatGPT, financial information. Don't share things like your bank account numbers, crypto keys. People do it by mistake sometimes. So you might ask it to summarize a document for you and not realize your account number is on there.
Yeah.
Illegal activity, even if you're just joking, don't ever, ever upload that to ChatGPT.
Chatty, she's gonna come at you, and she's gonna, like, maybe, you never know.
Well, what happens is OpenAI, it actually does track chats, and their privacy policy says that they can use your data to detect or prevent illegal activity.
Yeah.
So they're sharing that with authorities if it's required by law. So keep that in mind.
Snitches get stitches, ChatGPT.
And then the 2 last things you should never share with your ChatGPT, embarrassing secrets. Hackers could get those and use them to blackmail you for money. And corporate info. If you use ChatGPT for work, be careful you don't disclose any sensitive information that your company would not want out in the world. They do. Chat has an option that lets you manage its memory, and there's a big list of everything it knows about you. So you might want to, like, check that out and make sure none of the stuff that I mentioned is on that list. That could be very, very, very useful.
I love ChatGPT. I was a hater before. Now I'm a lover. Mercedes, you put me on. I'm giving it to my husband to help him with work stuff. And I'm keeping those in mind. I don't think I would ever do those types of things anyway.
I would like to say that, but you just never know. Like I said, if you upload a document and then it's like, oh man, that's on there. Or, oh, my medical test results are on there.
Oh.
ChatGPT's like, how are you feeling today?
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just 2 lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Okay, we have our contestant. It is Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm feeling good today.
All right.
Feeling good.
I love it. A $325 diamond pendant is yours. If you can guess the song faster than I can, Beat Mercedes is on. I'm going to leave the studio here and give you a shot at this. Today's your day, Kim. It is sitting here right in front of you, and I think you're going to get it, all right?
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay, good luck. I'm out of here.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. All right, Kim, this is how the game works. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, "Got it," super loud into the microphone of your phone. We stop the clock, and you got to give me something within 5 seconds you say, "Got it," okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
Is it Creed?
Okay. Song?
Fire.
Okay, I'm bringing in Mercedes, right. Okay? I got your time Mercedes. Down. All right, Kim, you said you're at work right now. Where do you work?
Oh, cool.
I work at Western Bar Supply.
Oh, that's cool. What part of town is that in?
I don't know. Sahara area?
Oh, cool. All right, Mercedes is back. I'm bringing in her.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, you're feeling good?
Oh, I mean, that was fast. So either she got it right fast or she got it wrong fast.
Very
I don't
true.
Know which one.
All right, Mercedes. Okay. The next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it. Is it Higher by Creed? We were just talking about Creed on the show the other
That's
day.
Funny.
So I feel like I had Creed on the brain.
Huh. Okay, well, you stop the clock at 1.7 seconds.
Okay.
You are correct.
Okay.
Now, Kim also got it correct, but she stopped the clock at 5.3 seconds.
Oh, gosh. I am sorry, Kim. What a bummer. Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, I'm not going to be sad that I won.
Yeah,
but, you know,
you're
this
really
is,
good.
This is the point of the game, right, you guys? Okay, well, Kim, thank you for trying. Hey, there's always tomorrow because, you know, that diamond pendant just got bigger. It's now a $350 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers here on this. It'll be Minden Friday, so be listening. It's Mix. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, maybe you want to hear a song, maybe you have an issue, maybe you just want to say hi, call us up. You can reach us by phone or text at any time, 702-364-9400. We absolutely love talking to you guys. Kevin actually just called. Let me see if he's still there. Hey, Kevin, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Kevin. Okay, so Kevin, we were just talking to Kevin a little bit off the air about something that had happened. And you really, this is scary. And this is something that you wanted people's opinions on. Why don't you just start from the beginning and tell us what happened?
Sure. You know, it started as just a normal night at home. Me, my wife, and our two-year-old daughter, we were watching Wicked. And, you know, the dog was hanging out nearby like usual, nothing out of the ordinary. Then all of a sudden we heard a tiny whimper. And at first I thought, like, our daughter was reacting to the movie or something. But when we turned to look, we saw her holding her mouth, standing next to the dog, and there was like a little bit of blood. And our corgi had never been there. You know, I had the dog since it was a puppy. He'd never been aggressive, never even so much as growled at her. But my daughter, you know, can be rough. She's two, after all. You know, yeah. She climbs, tugs, and, you know, doesn't quite understand boundaries yet. But, you know, the dog had already, always tolerated it. Until now. And, you know, we rushed to the ER, and luckily the doctor said it wasn't serious, no stitches, just, you know, some antibiotics as a precaution. And physically, she'd be fine, you know. But emotionally, you know, I don't know. But I'm, you know, I'm just wrecked over the whole thing. My, you know, wife has never really liked my dog. So now I have to figure out what to do. And I honestly think my daughter just pushed too far, you know, and I don't want the dog to be punished for, like, protecting himself.
Oh, my heart just sunk when we initially heard this. And what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. So is the discussion now, like, get rid of the dog, or do you give the dog another chance? Is that kind of what you guys are talking about right now? It sounds like your wife is on the side of getting rid of the dog.
Yeah, she kind of wants any reason to get rid of the dog anyway. So it's like, yeah, kind of a big fork in the road here.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. First of all, thank you so much for just opening up and sharing something that's really personal. And I'm so glad to hear that your daughter is okay, because that is just such a scary situation for any parent. And it's also pretty clear how much you love your dog too. And you're just trying to make the right decision here. It's an emotional situation. Yeah. And what happened, I don't think makes your dog bad, and it doesn't make your daughter at fault. It's hard to, you know, it's just one of those heartbreaking situations where a boundary was crossed, clearly, right? Maybe unintentionally, and your dog reacted instinctively, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's at fault. They're both two innocent beings, you know? So it's just a kind of a misunderstanding, something that happens.
So your question is, you know, what would you do if you've been in this situation before? Do you have advice for Kevin? 702-364-9400. I think even the most tolerant animals, they have a threshold.
Yeah.
And toddlers, as sweet and curious as they are, don't always recognize that until they've pushed through it. And so now it's what comes next. Let me conference you, Kevin, here. We have Crystal on the phone. Hold on. Crystal and Kevin, go ahead. Crystal, you're on with Kevin.
Okay, hey, Kevin. Oh, this is such a sticky situation. Because here's the thing. I know my child's going to come first, hands down. If I've seen blood, I had a problem beating my dog, and then say, what are you doing? But then I'm looking at the dog like, she doesn't know.
So what would you do, Crystal? Do you keep the dog, give the dog another chance?
I'm keeping my baby, but I would definitely have to keep the dog away from the child for a minute.
Yeah. Maybe until your child gets older and recognizes, you know,
the boundaries. For sure. Thank you, Crystal. I appreciate that advice.
Yeah. Let's talk to Amy. Amy, you are on with Kevin. You say you were in a similar situation. What happened?
So my daughter was about 2 years old, and she was walking, like just kind of fumbling across the couch, and our little Shih Tzu was sitting on the couch cushion, and I think I was in the shower, my husband was wandering around, and all of a sudden he came in screaming that our little dog had bit Emily in the face, and it was so like traumatic, and I wanted to get rid of the dog so bad, but he was only like 3 or 4 years old. So it was like my husband's best friend, and he convinced us to keep the dog, and we hired someone to help like rehab him to learn about, you know, why he attacked her. And we just learned he has boundaries, and you just need to respect those boundaries and, you know, just give him his space. So
yeah. Amy, do you have that person's information?
Right.
Maybe we can pass it on.
I wish I did. It was so long ago. It was like, gosh, almost 12 years ago. But there's help out there. So don't give up on the dog.
That's really great advice. Yeah, you may want to consider working with an animal behaviorist. Sammy has a different take from everyone so far. Sammy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, and how are you? I'm going to be honest with you. He's backed himself into a corner. You know, at the end of the day, he's responsible for his dog. He should know what his dog is going to do in every situation without question. And when he brought a new woman into his life and that dog didn't like his woman or his woman didn't like his dog, he carried on with the relationship, knowing in the future this was going to be a problem. It's unfortunate that the dog hurt the little one. But the best thing he can do now is try to find a really good home for, you know, his bestie, so that the bestie can have the best life possible and he can have peace at home with his wife and kid.
Kevin, what do you think about that? Did you know that there was issues before? You said the dog had never done anything like this before. Your wife just didn't really like the dog, right?
This is an isolated incident from the dog, and nobody can you know, predict all behavior from a dog. You know, they're living things. They have their own emotions. I knew my, you know, my wife wasn't like psyched about the dog, but it wasn't a make or break type of thing going on. So
Lisa, last call here, Lisa, you have a different opinion on this. What do you think, Lisa?
He should get rid of the wife.
Why do you say that, Lisa?
I love this. Well,
I mean, if she's willing to get rid of the dog over her lack of supervision, what's that say about their relationship if he just so much as leaves his drawers on the floor one day?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we're taking it a little far, Lisa. Oh, it sounds like it's just one of those things where the dog and the wife didn't click. But I mean, you guys have been married for a while now. You have a beautiful two-year-old. And so life went on. But Kevin, I'm so sorry that you are going through this. I mean, you are a dad trying to protect everyone that you love, obviously. And so whatever decision you make, right. You just got to make sure you do it with some compassion and with the future in mind. And know there's no shame in asking for help for either from experts or from your wife or from people like us who care and are rooting for you.
Or maybe advice like Lisa, maybe you think about a separation from your wife, Kevin. I don't know. I'm just saying.
We don't want to promote the end of the relationship. His poor wife is like, wait a second. I'm sorry. I just didn't know really like the dog. But Kevin, please keep us posted as to what you guys decide to do. And the bottom line, I'm so glad his daughter is okay.
Yes.
That's all matters at the end of the day. All right. It is time to win. We are ready to play the Mega Minute. Who wants to win these tickets? Win them before you can buy them tickets to Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt at the Venetian. This show is going to be so funny. If you have ever seen one of the movies with Jay and Silent Bob, you know how funny they are. And Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith are now hitting the stage here in Vegas, and you're going to see them. These are win them before you can buy them tickets. Caller 20, you get to take on the Mega Minute. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly within 60 seconds. And if you do that, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you are playing the Mega Minute. Ready to do this? We're ready. Caller 20 is in at 702-364-9400.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Neja.
You got it, Mercedes. It's Neaj.
Yes. Okay, I wrote it out phonetically. Ramon was telling me this is how you say it. Okay, Neaj. That is it. What a beautiful name. What does your name mean?
Thank you. It's my grandmother's name spelled backwards.
Oh, wait a second. Joan?
Joan.
Oh, just Joan. Okay. Wow. That is just beautiful. The coolest thing ever. Okay. Well, you're caller 20, Neaj. Congratulations.
I'm excited.
Have you conquer the Mega Minute. We have these Jay and Silent Bob tickets, Jay and Bob, Silent Bob on Tilt. And all you got to do is conquer the Mega Minute. It's 10 questions. You just have to answer them
correct.
60 seconds. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, Neaj, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the cocktail that contains vodka, tomato juice, and a celery stick?
Pass.
What band was Paul McCartney a part of?
Oh my gosh. I'm blinking! Okay, next.
Okay, what TV show took place in Miami where Betty White played the character Rose?
The Golden Girls.
Yes, what is this planet known for its prominent ring system?
Saturn.
Yes, what beer company had a commercial in 1999 where a group of guys asked each other, "What's up?" Yes, the TV show All That was a sketch show on what kids' network?
Nickelodeon.
Yes, Eddie Van Halen famously played what instrument?
The guitar.
Yes, in what direction does the sun rise?
East.
Yes, what action figure was known for saying, "Now you know, and knowing is half the battle"? Neaj, you were on a roll there. I think we just, the beginning part, we got hung up on a couple of questions. The cocktail with vodka, tomato juice, and a celery stick, that's a Bloody Mary.
Hey, my husband's favorite drink. How did I not know that?
Oh, I'm sorry. And then Paul McCartney was a part of the Beatles.
Oh my goodness.
No, I mean, so if that's not in your wheelhouse, it's not in your wheelhouse. You can't beat yourself up for that. We weren't able to make it
through all 10 questions, but after that, you were like, boom, boom, boom. So you did really well. Unfortunately, Naj, not well enough, and that means caller 20 right now, you're getting these tickets to Jay and Silent Bob on Tilt over at the Palazzo Theater inside the Venetian. The tickets are win them before you can buy them, and they're yours right now for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So this was a really scary situation. The wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner, he had a crazy day yesterday. She had a crazy day. She was shot by police and she was arrested for attempted murder. Did you see the video of this?
Oh my God, no, what happened?
Okay, so his wife, it all started with a hit and run in LA. Three suspects got out of their car and then left on foot. And they ended up in a residential neighborhood. So when the cops approached the back of a home where one of the suspects had been running, Jillian Schreiner, the wife of the bassist, she appeared in the yard of her own home next door and she was holding a gun.
No.
She was brandishing a handgun. Police asked her to drop it and she refused numerous times. Then she pointed it at the officers.
Oh, dummy.
And they shot her in the shoulder. Now, it's unclear if she fired at them, but for some reason, Rolling Stone, they referred to the confrontation as a shootout. So it sounds like it might have been back and forth. But she ran back into her house, but came out a half hour later with her babysitter to surrender. She was treated at a hospital for her gunshot wound and booked on an attempted murder charge. Weezer's supposed to be at Coachella this weekend. So I don't know if this is going to affect that at all or not. But yeah, just a crazy situation.
Eesh, that is scary.
Yeah, I'm just glad that, I mean, someone was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Yes.
That is for sure.
Yes.
Also, this morning, we talked about this earlier this week. Sabrina Carpenter, she is now a part of the Fortnite universe. Sabrina fans are feeling the love in Fortnite. So she became a playable skin in the game. And so many people have been downloading it. Like we're talking records here. Tons of people have been downloading it and then running around and battling it out in Battle Royale and whatever, but not everyone. So Fortnite, they announced on social media that dance-related stalemates are on the rise. So what's happening is that people who are using the Sabrina Carpenter skin in Fortnite, they're finding each other and they're putting their guns down and they're just dancing for each other. They're not fighting. They're just having dance-offs.
This is incredible. Yesterday, James was playing Fortnite, and he showed me. I don't think he does the dance-offs with, like, at least the people he doesn't know, but maybe if he was playing with people that he does know. But he goes, babe, come here. Look, here's the Sabrina Carpenter skins. I'm like, I know, babe. I've already seen it. He's like, here's the dances that we're doing, too.
You've got to look at some of the videos where they have these stalemates, and it's just these two Sabrinas doing dances for each other, and they will not fight. They won't. They refuse to kill each other. They just want to dance for
Sabrina
each other.
Sabrina is killing the violence. It's so all about the funny. Dancing.
Finally, this morning, the truth hurts, and I'm about to crack some major truth bombs here. Okay,
uh-oh.
So it used to be really easy to spot the signs of a midlife crisis, right? The new sports car, getting a really, really young girlfriend, maybe like a plastic surgery makeover or something like that. And people are still having them, but the signs of a modern midlife crisis are changing and they're looking a little different today. So for starters, those in the age group that, you know, like we're talking like in your 40s, late 30s, 40s, where you start having this midlife crisis, most people won't admit to having one. 81% of millennials claim they can't afford a midlife crisis. And more than half say they don't have time for one.
Not in this recession.
Well, the thing is, that doesn't stop the nagging feeling of youth slipping away, right? So it just means that the older millennials are coping in different ways. So these are the new signs of a modern midlife crisis.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Well, high intensity pursuits like fitness buffs, thrill seekers,
okay.
You know, deciding you're going to run a marathon or becoming a tough mudder racer or something like that, right?
Okay.
Becoming an internet warrior. It starts with this like one savage comment left on someone's social media post, and then it evolves into like rants and frustrations, and you turn into like a Karen online. Okay, that's another one. Ice baths. When you start taking the ice baths, they say you are in midlife crisis mode.
I was very close to doing ice baths, so maybe it's a good thing that I didn't get to that point.
Oh, just you wait, because there's one that. For you and I, I know. Okay, so divorce memoirs. When you start reading books about divorce or escapism, they're saying that's kind of like an instruction manual for the next step in your life. Getting a little too into streetwear.
Okay.
Rocking a pair of sneakers is one thing they say, but swapping a go-to style for a wardrobe full of graphic tees and oversized hoodies may be a red flag.
That is me.
That is you.
That is me. I have so many graphic tees. I try not to wear them at work, but outside of work, I have so many graphic tees with leggings and oversized hoodies.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's super cute. And the last one that really hit home, a sudden overinvestment in astrology.
That is us.
They say there's nothing wrong with reading your horoscope, but if someone starts blaming Mercury retrograde for their problems or trades their therapist for a tarot card reader, there might be a midlife crisis behind it.
Wait, that is so us. I'm so mad because the other day James goes, why are you so mad? Like, you were talking about how you and Mercedes on the air, you guys hold on to things. I'm like, it's because we both have our Mars in Cancer. That is why.
And Mercury retrograde just ended, so we're like happy now. I'm telling you. I wanna be next to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. This weekend is a huge weekend for music. Coachella is this weekend, and we talked about this yesterday. I think this is the perfect time to bring something back. She tells us what's cool before you know it's cool.
Sophie says she's got the key. Unlocking trends for you and me. Trendsetter extraordinaire with Sophie. You're always aware.
Sophie Says is back. Yeah. And it is my daughter, woo-hoo, Sophie, on the phone. Sophie, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. To hear her voice.
It's so good to have you back on the show, kiddo. We love it. And I know that you are like super hyped for Coachella this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You already know. I'm so excited. Gonna get ready to watch the stream. You already know.
Your connection is like kind of wonky. Is there any way like you can move around? Because you're kind of cutting in and out a little bit.
It sounds like you're live at Coachella. Yeah, kind of.
It sounds like you're underwater at Coachella. Can you move around a little bit?
I am trying to move. It also sounds like you guys are underwater. It's like under the sea moment over here.
Yeah, I don't know what is up with the connection. That is super bizarre. But we're going to talk about Coachella. You're going to tell us about the big acts that you got to watch. And what's cool is they are doing a live stream on YouTube again this year. And it's absolutely free. So if you can't make it out or maybe you're not like into that, you can still watch some of the cool performances. So let's talk about some of the must-see performances from Coachella this year, Sophie.
Absolutely fantastic. So, I mean, starting on Friday, you have fresh off of the White Lotus, you have Miss Lisa from Blackpink. Get it done. On Friday.
Okay, hold on one second. The connection is so bad. Let's see if we can like do something here. I'm gonna put her on hold for a second. And are you there?
Hello.
Okay. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. I think it might be her because everything here. Do we sound okay, Sophie?
No, it's like really bad.
Oh, darn it. My gosh.
Can you hang up and call right back? Maybe that'll help. Let's like hang up and call right back. But she said the first band, like the first act that you got to see on Friday from White Lotus, Lisa from Blackpink. She's going to be performing. And this isn't her first time actually at Coachella. We got Sophie back on. Hey, Sophie, can you hear us now? Oh, man.
Hello?
Hi, are you there? Can you hear us?
Sophie.
Oh, man.
Darn it.
This is terrible.
No, I'm so sad.
So have to get you back on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, she was saying Lisa from Blackpink. I know that's going to be a huge performance.
I mean, she's on tomorrow night, right? At like 6, 7:45. That's our first live stream James and I are recording. We're like right out there, 7:45.
Yeah, she is performing tomorrow. Benson Boone is performing tomorrow. Also, Lady Gaga will be on. I'm going to go one last time, a last ditch effort. Hey, Sophie.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes, but it's a bit tough. I'm not going
to
lie.
Okay. Oh, well, we're going to just have to reschedule this with you. And maybe we can talk to you later on this morning. I know you have a class, but yeah, the connection is super bad. So we'll talk more about some of the performances that are coming up. But what's really cool is that, yeah, you can stream it all online this weekend on YouTube, and they have a lot of really fun, like, behind the scenes footage and interviews. And then you have on Saturday Charlie XCX, she's going to be performing, Jenny, Post Malone. It's going to be huge.
I'm so excited to see Lady Gaga. I know one of her dancers and the choreographer is going to crush it. That's one of my favorite ones for this weekend.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to reconnect here with Sophie in just a few minutes and get you everything you need. I was really looking forward to it because she always tells us like who's going to be the next big thing in music.
Yes.
And I know there's someone that she is like obsessed with. She says this will be the new name that everyone's talking about. So we'll try to get her back on in just a couple of minutes and make that happen. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Let's try this again.
Sophie says she's got the key. Unlocking trends for you and me. Trendsetter extraordinaire with Sophie. You're always aware.
All right, let's do this. Sophie is on the phone. Sophie is my daughter, and she always tells us what Gen Z is into or what big things are coming. And we got a good connection. Hi, Sophie.
Good morning, everybody.
Yay.
Are we working?
We're working. We are good to go. It's so good to hear your voice. I know you have class this morning. We're super excited that you're on with us. And we are talking Coachella. It's going to be a big weekend, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, seeing the lineup and, you know, I mean, anyone would want to be out there, but I will be watching the live stream, you know, just dancing in my little seat from home.
Now, tell us about the lineup and who we need to watch out for as far as the live performances go.
Well, I mean, all 3 days are absolutely fantastic, but how can you beat kicking off Friday with our queen, fresh off White Lotus, Miss Lisa from Blackpink?
She's going to be performing, and that's tonight, you said, right?
Correct. No, this is on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Today's Thursday. Okay, so talk to us about Lisa. Do you think she's going to bring any surprise guests on or anything like that?
I definitely think it's possible, for sure. I mean, she has some collabs with Megan Thee Stallion and, I mean, Born Again with Doja Cat and Ray, so anything is possible.
I'm excited to see her.
Me too.
She's such a good performer.
And their dancing is incredible.
Also on Friday, who else do we have?
Also on Friday, we have Mr. Benson Boone, our flipping king.
We love Benson Boone, the modern day Freddie Mercury, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
I think I'm going to have to keep a tally of how many flips he does throughout the show.
Have you ever seen him perform? Like, he is doing gymnastics up there.
I saw him do a video when he did a flip off the stage and he landed on another stage. It's pretty cool.
And then the queen, you have Lady Gaga. Tell us what to expect for Lady Gaga, Sophie.
I mean, she is just absolutely incredible in all aspects. I cannot wait to hear her sing tracks, especially for me, Abracadabra and Shadow of a Man. Just incredible. So I'm also hoping, praying, because both Jenny and Lisa will be in a... Maybe she'll get Rosé and Jisoo to come out for Sour Candy.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine she brought them all out, Blackpink on stage with Lady Gaga?
So cool.
That would be amazing. Okay, there's an artist that I want you to talk about that you, I know, are a fan of, and you told me all of Gen Z loves her. Now, who are we talking about?
This is the artist that is performing on Saturday, and her name is Claro. And she is a Gen Z icon. And you guys may know a few of her songs, but I think she is definitely an artist to look out for. Definitely tune into her set.
Okay, have you heard of Claro before?
No.
Okay, if you guys haven't heard of Claro, this is what Claro sounds like.
I think we could do it if we tried. If only to say you're mine. Sophia, know that you and I shouldn't feel like a crime.
I feel like, you know, Sophie's brought us artists like Chapel Roan. She, you know, told us Sabrina Carpenter was going to blow up. So everybody put Claro on your list.
Claro. How do you spell Claro?
It is C-L-A-I-R-O.
Okay. Claro's on my list to listen to.
Okay. So she's on Saturday. Who do you have for Sunday, Soph?
For Sunday, I mean, I already hinted at her before, but we can't forget about Miss Jennie from Blackpink.
Yeah, that's going to be absolutely huge, and especially with her big, like, Jennie song. And then, do you foresee any collabs with her on stage?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, her album is not only is it fantastic, but we could potentially see Dua Lipa or Doechii out there on stage with her this weekend.
I would die.
I would cry, actually. With Doechii, I love their song together. That'll be a fun one. And they both are really great dancers.
Yeah. And then who is headlining on Sunday?
We have Post Malone.
Oh. Do you think he's going to go old school posty, like beer bongs and Bentley posty? Or is he going to be like country version posty?
I think it will be the country version just because he has his tour coming up. But I think he will still play those hits that we know and love.
I hope so.
Do you think that he will bring out anyone, Post Malone?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If not, it's multiple people.
Oh, yeah. He has too many connections.
Yeah.
So, all right. There you go. Coachella live stream is coming to your computer so you can check it out. And now you know who to watch. Sophie, thank you for Sophie Says.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. I'm putting it on my list. Claro. We got to start listening to Claro.
I never knew about Claro. She kind of sounds like Gracie Abrams a little bit.
And I like the sound.
Very chill. It kind of sounds like TikTok music.
It is TikTok music.
Is
she
it?
Told me. She's like, she goes, you should know by now. Every music is TikTok music that I listen to.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Marin, you are caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Oh, my goodness. Mercedes, I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for listening this morning, Marin. Let's get you these tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill Game on Sunday. It's going to be so much fun. Pick a category. Do you want to go with booked and busy or channel surfing?
Let's go channel surfing.
Okay. Public Television Day was on Monday. These are all things that are associated with TV, okay?
Okay.
Things associated with TV. We just need to get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you will be a winner. Let's do this.
You guys got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is what you use to change the channels. You
remote.
Yes. This is what happens in between the show. This is how they pay the bill.
Commercials.
Yes. This is a lot of people watch their television like this with one of these services like Netflix.
Streaming.
Yes. This is like Survivor and Big Brother. These
reality
are,
shows.
Yes. This is when it ends on one of these, you're like, oh, what's going to happen next? It ends on a what?
A cliffhanger?
Yes. Yes. This is the very first episode of a show. They test it.
The pilot.
Yes. Wow. Oh, my gosh, Marin. You are a genius. Nice job. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Mercedes. I've been listening to you since day one. I'm such a big fan. Such a great ad. You guys are amazing.
Well, thank you, Marin.
We
love you. Please come say hi to us on Sunday because you're joining us at the Vegas Thrill Game. They are taking on Columbus at Lee's Family Forum. And get this, it's Mix 94.1 night. It's Ninth Island night. We are going to have a party. So, Marin, please give us a big hug. We'd love to see you. there. It's going to be so much fun. And coming up in just a few minutes, we've got the Hot 3. Can Ed Sheeran carry a halftime show? What are his thoughts on that? We'll talk about all that coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, let's talk about Ed Sheeran. I love his new song. This is Azizam, and I've seen it get mixed reviews. I really am surprised. I think it's great, but I think I saw a writer for Rolling Stone was just like, oh my gosh, this is so bad.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Love it too.
Yeah, but anyway, he was just on the Call Her Daddy podcast and was asked about performing at the Super Bowl. He says he doesn't believe that he has what it takes to be a Super Bowl halftime performer. Do you agree? He revealed that he was once approached about joining another artist performance, but he hasn't been offered a solo slot. Here's what he had to say.
I mean, there are some that have the pizzazz of Super Bowl, fireworks, dances, blah, blah, blah. But me going up there and being like, here's the A-team and here's Perf. I just, like, no one wants to see that.
Yeah, I totally disagree. I've seen him in concert several times. Most recently at Allegiant Stadium, literally a stadium. And he had everyone up and dancing. And yeah, he has his you know, his slower songs. Baby, but I think there's room for all of that. You know, you go from a slow to a slow. And then you go to Shape of You. You know, like, there's ways around it, don't you think?
You do a mashup. That's what you do. You put the slow on top of a fast tempo. There's ways around it to make it, in his mind, the pizzazz that a Super Bowl would want. But I don't know about the dancing. I guess when I think halftime show, I think about the dancers. But I mean, anything is possible.
Okay, maybe you bring on a guest performer with you and they have the dancers, mm-hmm. or something like that, like a Beyonce or something. I don't know if
Taylor
would do
Swift.
That. Yeah, exactly. So he says that he doesn't really have the catalog for it, but you know, I think we just need to offer some words of encouragement on that one. Also this morning, a new study shows that for night shift workers, eating only during daytime hours could help reduce heart health risks that are associated with their schedules. They did this study and they found that eating only when the sun is up can really help align your body with the natural circadian rhythms and help prevent cardiovascular problems. And those that work the night shift who are eating primarily when it's dark, they tend to have more heart problems. Now, of course, there's probably other things involved in it, but they're saying that you really need to make sure that you're consuming food when the sun is out. That helps you digest it properly. It helps to prevent some of these other health risks. Do you like to eat like a midnight snack or something late right before you go to bed?
I'm guilty of doing the midnight snacks or eating right before bed on the weekends. During the weekdays, I try to have a good normal routine because when I eat too much before bed and I have to wake up at like 3:30, 3:45 in the morning, it really does affect my body.
Yeah, one of my biggest pet peeves, and I don't know, I'm like, maybe I am just like old because our friends invited us out to dinner. They're like, we made the reservation for 8:30. And I'm like, what?
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M. I'm like, dinner? Like, that's literally when the reservation is. That means we won't eat till 9:30 or 10. And I'm like, no. I go, no way. I go, make it 6 and I'm in. Like, I cannot do an 8:30 reservation for dinner.
Think about it like this. When it's daylight savings time in the fall, when the sun sets at 5 p.m., do you think that we can only eat while the sun is up?
Well, I mean, that's a personal thing, decision. Like, if you, yeah, you could eat later probably. Are you staying up later? I don't know, but I do not like to go to bed on a full stomach.
Yeah.
I like to eat at 6 o'clock. That is my time. 6 o'clock, I feel good. I feel like I have enough time to digest before I go to bed. My friends are like, well, yeah, that's what we're going to meet then. But, you know, we'll just have something light. And I'm like, nope, not in. I'm not in. All right. Also, this morning, have you ever been in a business and you thought like you heard the music play in the background, whatever they're playing on the speakers, and you thought, gosh, I could never work here. I would go absolutely crazy if I had to listen to this all day. Well, a new study has found that bad background music at work can actually destroy employees' moods and their productivity. So it's important to note that bad music, that's subjective. What I think is good music, you might think is bad music. But even if it's a upbeat and customer friendly, it can be mentally draining to workers if it's not what they like to listen to. Think about like the holidays where you're working and they're playing Christmas music. If you love Christmas music, you're going to be so happy and engaged and pleasant. And if you hate it, you're going to be like, ugh, like ready to bite someone's head off.
I agree. I actually went to a waxing center and the songs that they were playing to me, I was like, oh my God, I like their music. And then my waxer goes, like, she's singing it in the background. I'm like, do you guys hear the same songs over and over and over again? She goes, yes, I know every single word. I've tried to tell corporate that they need to change our music. But it's as if it's a marketing scheme or a design for those people that come in. They want them to feel a certain way. Like, they want them to be, like, coming out feeling sexy or feeling good. And that's why they do those things.
So what kind of music were you listening to? What kind of music was making you feel sexy?
I mean, for example, like, this song was one of them. Charlie XCX. Oh, feel good, feel hot, feel sexy.
Oh my gosh, I'd be scared that the waxing lady's gonna rip my skin off when she's listening to this.
Very true.
I'd be like, settle down, please. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Did you know 88% of us have grown up with at least one brother or sister?
No way.
There are not a lot of only children out there. It's National Siblings Day today. And yeah, 88% of us have at least one brother or sister. People were asked in the survey how many they wish they had growing up. Can you guess what the top answer was?
They wish they had two.
Two is the perfect answer. 26% said two siblings is perfect. 19% said one. 18% said three. And zero siblings got 14% of the vote. So how many siblings do you have total?
I have three brothers. I have two. Oh, they're all half. Two on my mom's side and then one on my dad's side.
Okay. So are they younger, older? Like, where do you fall in the whole scheme?
My oldest brother is 14 years older than me. My second oldest brother is 10 years older than me. And then my half brother, my dad's side, I'm 18 years older than him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you close with them?
When I'm growing up, my older brothers, they basically raised me. So when I was younger, we were a little bit closer. Every day, my oldest brother will text me. He'll be listening to the show. And then my second oldest brother, not as close as we used to be. But when we see each other, it's like no time has passed.
And then your little brother?
Oh, my little brother is funny. It's like I kind of raised him. So I didn't really live with him per se. He and I have a different relationship. I feel like I'm more of his aunt than I am his sister. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. Yeah. I totally get that, especially when you have that big of an age gap in between you. Ramon, how many siblings do you have?
I have three. I am the only boy, all three sisters.
Oh, really? We all have three siblings. Cool. How crazy. Okay, so where do you fall in the lineup?
I'm technically the youngest. I have a twin sister, but she is 6 minutes older than me.
Oh, you really do have a twin sister? I always thought that was a joke. You really actually have a twin sister?
It's true, I do.
Oh my gosh, how cool. Okay. And then you have two older siblings?
Yes, my oldest sister is 10 years older than me, and then my middle sister is 6 years older than me.
Are you guys close?
We are all closer now, yes. We all have a group chat together.
Oh, oh that's wow. Cute. What do you call it?
It's siblings plus Jackie, my wife.
That's awesome.
So I'm the oldest of four. I have a brother who is like 3 years younger than me. I have a sister who is 10 years younger than me. And then my littlest brother, Mario, is like 12 years younger than
me. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I kind of felt like I raised him too, mm-hmm. even though I was only 12 years old, but still, like, that was a thing. Not close with the brother closest to me in age. We've really grown apart and it makes me actually very sad. My sister and I used to be just tight, like so tight. And then like she got married, I got married. We kind of like have our own lives. Mario and I, super close. We talk. I want to try something, okay? So since it's National Siblings Day, how about we test our relationships with our siblings here?
I'm nervous.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Okay, so this is what I want you guys to do. Pick one of your siblings and let's do the sibling showdown. callback challenge. We're going to each call one of our siblings, let it ring like once, maybe twice, and then hang up.
Okay.
And then we'll see who will have the first sibling to return their call.
Ooh, I like this. Okay, I'm thinking of which sibling, though.
I am definitely picking Mario. I think Mario will call me back right away.
Okay, I'm going to pick my brother Manuel. He's the oldest, 14 years older than me.
Okay.
And thinking about his work schedule, he might pick up.
Okay, and who are you going to pick, Ramon?
I'm going to go with my middle sister, Daisy. I feel like we're the closest.
Okay, everybody, you guys have their numbers ready?
Yep. Ready.
Okay, on the count of three, call it and then let it ring twice and then hang up. Okay?
Wait, hold on. Sorry. I got to make sure this is the right number because he just changed it like a loser. Okay, go ahead.
On the count of three. One, two, three. Okay, hang up.
Hang up? Okay.
Okay, hang up.
Okay, everybody, now let's see. Let's do a countdown. Who do you think will call back first? I think Ramon's sister is going to call back first.
I think Daisy.
I'm just worried if she's like in a meeting or something.
You think she might be in a meeting right now?
Does a text count if you get a text back from one of your siblings? Does that?
Oh my God. My brother just texted me.
What did he write?
Happy Siblings Day. He must be listening to the show.
Cheater.
Cheating, yeah.
He's totally lit. Manuel, why don't you call me back? Are you working or what?
He is really, you're tight with him. He's actually listening. None of my siblings actually listen.
He does listen, and he always texts me like around 5:30, 6 in the morning. Good morning. How's Momo? How's James? But he doesn't call me back. He's a texter. That's why.
We just got a text here. It says, is Ramon Daisy and Nora's brother?
Yes.
Someone knows someone's on the text line.
Yes, they must know me. That is us.
Man, Daisy and Mario do not care about us, Ramon. Look at that. I'm actually jealous. You win. You win the sibling challenge.
You think I win just because he texted me back?
Yeah, I think, I mean, a call would be even nicer, but like my brother doesn't even care. There's like nothing there.
No, you don't think, what if you tried another sibling? Do we try another sibling or no?
Let me try my sister.
You guys want to try another sibling?
Yeah.
Let me see if...
All right, I'll call my twin sister.
Oh, my brother's calling. My brother's calling.
Answer it.
Manuel, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, don't cuss. You're on the radio, okay? What's up, Buffalo Back?
Whoa.
What's up, Giraffe Neck?
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I love you. Thanks for calling me back.
That's amazing. We have just determined the only sibling to love their sibling is Steph's. Good job.